Okay, we continue with Yirmiyahu Perek Daled, and we continue with the main topic of this Sefer, and that is Yirmiyahu Navi talking to Am Yisrael about the impending doom and the Beis HaMikdash. But again, a lot of the chapter is not about the destruction, but it's also about you could still do tshuva, you could come back, giving messages to them, which is obviously messages to us, but it also forecasts what's going to happen. Throughout this perek, there is a switching off of Yirmiyahu talking about what he sees b'nevuah, Yirmiyahu talking in the name of Hashem, what Hashem is telling us, and destruction and tshuva back and forth, as we will see. Okay, so let's start off the parak. Im tashuv Yisrael ne'um Hashem elai tashuv. Says Hashem, Im tashuv, if you do tshuva, you'll come back to me, elai tashuv. What's the emphasis of elai tashuv? Maybe suggest the Rinas Yitzchak. It's saying that tshuva goes all the way back to Hashem. It breaks all boundaries. Gemara says in Yuma Pevav, Gedola tshuva shemagas akisi akavo shenemar tshuva Yisrael ad Hashem alokecha. And the Marsha there explains that there are various times when we do mitzvos or averos, that there are powers, malachim, that are created of kategar and sanegar, matzinu di eshem soyim ben adam lamakom, tainu malachim makatrigim, milashmiya tfilas adam lefanav yisparach, those that stop the tfilas from going all the way up. The malachim sanegorim, umilitzim tovim. But tshuva is not like that. Tshuva is magia ad kisi akavet. It goes beyond all the makatrigim. Like we know, the Yerushalmi tells us in an expanded way, the Bavli in a little way, about Menashe. Menashe at the end of his life wasn't even really doing tshuva. He was just, he tried every other Avodah Zarah, it didn't work, and might as well try HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Malachim didn't want Hashem to accept Menashe's tefillah, and Hashem is choter, chatira, tachas kisi HaKavod, and he allows the tefillah in. It goes all the way back to the kisi HaKavod. That's this pasuk. In Tashuv Yisrael, Eli Tashuv. The Vilna Gaon writes on the in his commentary on Yala V'Yavo, right? We know that there are eight words. Yala V'Yavo, V'Yagia, V'Yira, V'Yaratzu, V'Yishama, V'Yipakim, V'Yizacher. Right? Eight, what is the eight? Because Hashem is above seven Rekiyim. So the Yala V'Yavo is that it should go above all eight. Hashem should get rid of all the Mesachim. Right? And that's what Shuvah does automatically. Im Tashuv Yisrael, Ne'um, Hashem, Eli Tashuv. Vim Tasir Shikutzecha Mipanai, Velo Tanud. And if you remove your Shikutzim, the disgusting things, Velo Tanud. And don't move. What is Lo Tanud? So, different Pshatim given in the Mefarshim, one suggestion made, also, once we have the Rinas Yitzchak open, maybe it's based on the Rambam. The Rambam Menuchas Tshuva, where the Rambam says in Perek Beis, what is the ultimate Tshuva? Where we reach a stage that we will have accepted not to do it. Sheyazov achote cheto, v'yesirenu mimach shavaso, v'yigmar b'libo shlo yasenu od, and then the important line, the Ya'ira love Yodea Talumos, and the one who knows secrets, Hashem is made upon us, shalosh yashuv lazeh achet la'olam, that we will never do it again. Which all the Mefarshim point out, it's never true, because we always do it again. But at least at that moment, we would be in a state that we wouldn't want to do it again. So it says, maybe that's Velo Tanud, and you won't move. You won't move follow the Avera path again, and maybe that's what it's referring to. So again, Yirmiyahu says, Hashem says, come back to me and get rid of all of your abominations. V'nishbata, and you should start swearing, not in the name of Nevi'e Sheker, but v'nishbata chai Hashem, be'emes, u'be'mishpat, u'be'tztaka. All of those is Baruchu Bogayim Uboyis Halalu, a beautiful pasuk. What does this mean? Number one, you should swear in the name of Hashem. So that itself is a major machlokas rishonim. How do we view swearing in the name of Hashem? The Radak here seems to take an opinion on a machlokas rishonim between the Rambam on the one hand and the Ramban and the Ravid on the other hand. The Rambam counts swearing in the name of Hashem as a separate one of the mitzvahs asay. Mitzvah number 7, it's very early in the Sefer HaMitzvos, after Avas Hashem and Yichud Hashem and Belief in Hashem and davening and being close to Talmidei Chachamim, comes Shetzivanu Lishava Bishmo, Yisaleh, Kishen Itztarech L'Kayem Davar Min HaDvarim, Ola HaChisho, Ki Bazeh HaGedulo L'Shem Yisparach. This is a covet to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to always invoke his name, to swear in his name. And then he continues, V'aderach Hazu Yishbu Moseinu B'Shem Moshe Rabbeinu, V'zeh Yadua Shenishpa Yirtze Lomar Belkei Moshe, Misha Shalach Moshe. All good things, says the Ramban, right there in Sefer HaMitzvahs, says the Ravid on the Minyan HaKatzar. No, there's no mitzvah. There's no mitzvah to swear in the name of Hashem. It's an allowance. V'amizbar mizeh, says the Ramban. She'en ha'shvua b'shmo be'es ha'tzora chova, u'mitzvah saseh, avu reshusi b'yadeinu. Im tna'im rabim, v'akazav hazeh eino mitzvah el reshus shelo k'divrei harav. And Olam Mafarshim, the Kinaso from here, discusses it. What about the Shvuah that Bezdin makes you take? What about other Shvuahs outside of Bezdin? Is there any Chilukim? Can we make Shalom in the Machlokas? But either way, that is an important Machlokas between the Rambam and others. The Radak here seems to take the Rambam's approach. The Radak says right here towards the bottom, ki yashvu, and towards the end of Pasuk Beis, ki yashvua b'shem Hashem hu kavod v'hadar l'misha yirenu v'yavdenu b'leif shalem hashvua b'davar b'shi yizdamin lo lishava hi mitzvah haryu kamisha mahalo lo u'megadz lo kishin nishba b'shmo. It's like praising Hashem, saying great things about Hashem, and the Nevi'im all did it all the time. So that's what Hashem is saying here, v'nishbata, you should swear in the name of Hashem be'emes u'b'mishpat u'bitztaka, says the Malbim on this Pasuk of Emes, Mishpat, and Staka. So these are connecting to the three pillars that the world stands on: Torah, Avoda, and Gemilas Chasadim. He says, "Be'emes Mishpat, Shehem Shlosha Dvarim Shalom Omed Aleihem Ha'emes." But three other things. What's Emes? He Ha'emuna B'Dvarim Iyunim Kemo Yedias Ha'Achdus V'Ashkacha V'Gmul. Like Emes is knowing ultimately what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is about. Mishpat Utztaka Kolim Ma'asim Mishpat. Right, ben adam lechaveiro, utztaka ben adam lemakom. A little different than the three pillars that we're used to, but he says these are all connecting to different areas. This baruch hu bo, Rashi quotes a beautiful a prayer, a beautiful hope that we have. This baruch hu bo goyim, all goyim will be blessed in you. What does that mean? It sounds like the pasuk in Lech Lecha, v'nivruchu v'cha kol mishpachos v'adama. It's exactly the point. People will say in the future, and should say when we're in Arla Goyim, you should be like a Jew. Should be like a Jew. Rachmana l'Islam, most of the time in history, is just the opposite. The Jews are so downtrodden and lowly. But Rashi says here, Oz Yisbarachu b'Yisrael ha'goyim, kol goy yomar l'beno, tehei kiploni Yisrael. What an amazing hope that we yearn for. But we have to do our best to make it true. Yisbarachu b'goyim u'bo yisalalu, and in them, they will be praised. Kiko amar Hashem l'ish Yehuda v'Yerushalayim. Now Hashem says Yirmiyo, to the people of Yehuda v'Yerushalayim, telling them to do tshuva, niru lachem nir al tizru el kotzim. What does that mean? Plow the field. Get rid of the thorns. Don't plant when there are thorns still there. What is the mushal? That when you have a farmer, the farmer first, before he plants, he gets rid of all the bad stuff and the thorns and the roots that aren't contributing to the ground. And then he puts in the seed. So when it grows, it's pure. Right? If he doesn't do any work beforehand, he doesn't do any of the surmeirah on the field, then when it grows, it's going to be all mixed in, and there's going to be weeds and thorns. So says the Navi, that's exactly what Hashem is telling us. Get rid of all your avodah zarah. Get rid of all your toeva. Get rid of all them. Afatemi tivu maaseichem b'terem tavo aleichem arad. Do that, and then you can be able to do tshuva so that you can prevent some of the hardships that are waiting for you. Rav Nevinzal picks up on this pasuk in Parshas Tzav, where he talks about the idea of hachana. Right? Oh, I'm sorry, even before that, the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon, still about Sur Me Rav Asei Tov. He says the same idea on a pasuk in Mishlei, in Perachav Hei. The pasuk says, Hago Sigim Mikesef. Purify the impurities off from the silver. Says, and Vayetze Latzorev Keli, says the Grah. Ki kasher ritzono shel adam lasos kli. Tzachar kach lasos kli. V'chein b'torah. Tzarech adam mitchilo lahotzi asigim milibo. First, remove the impurities from one's heart. Vayinu asur meira. V'achar kach. V'yatzel latzorev kli. And then you can get into the Imras Hashem. Ki kasher yisigim libo shel adam az nasis lo imras lo ma'aras. Right, if we haven't cleansed ourselves, we might call it like a tovel v'sheres biyado. Right, the tefillah is not going to work. So that's Sur Meira, and only then Asay Tov. Now back to Rav Nevinzal. Rav Nevinzal quotes this pasuk in Parshat Tzav and says, right, this is all about Hachana. You can't just jump into something. You have to prepare for it. You have to make all the necessary removals and what you buy, you know, all the different things, whatever it's talking about, whether it's talking about a davening, whether it's talking about a project, everything has to do with Hachana. The more we're making, right, Hazarim Bidima, Barina Yiksoru, right, the more it could work for us. And that's what this pasuk is. Niru Lachem Nir, do the Nir, do the plowing first. And don't let the kotzim just come up automatically. If you prepare properly, so then it will be something very something very special. Right, we mentioned in the past the Sfas Emes. I think it's in Nitzavim, where Sfas Emes points out that the Medrash tells us that Lekachta Lechem Bayom HaRishon, Rishon Lecheshbon Avonos. Right, the first day of Sukkis, the Medrash says Rishon Lecheshbon Avonos. Why? Says the Medrash, because all of Seres Yimei Tshuva were doing Tshuva, and then in between Yom Kippur and Sukkis were building the Sukkah and getting the Dalin Minim and so busy. So the first day of Sukkis is the first day you can actually do something wrong. Ask the Sfas Emes, what do you mean? So then you're actually shaking the lulav. What, during the 4 days that you're getting it and buying it and preparing, then there's no sins. And today there is? The answer is Nachinam. He says as Fasemes, sometimes the hachana is even more important. And the experience of preparing for something can be even more everlasting on the person than the event itself. Sometimes the event goes so by so quickly. You prepare for a wedding for months and months, and boom, it's over in 3 hours. Right? You prepare, but the preparation is something that lasts. And that's what Yirmiyahu HaNavi is telling us here, to prepare properly and in that way have the experience that one is supposed to have. Back to the pasuk, Himolu Lashem, Vasiru Arlas Lavavchem, circumcise yourself. Remove the foreskin of your hearts, Ish Yehudav Yoshvei Yerushalayim, because if you don't, Penteitze Ko'esh Chamasi, my fire will come out in my anger. Uva ara ve'ein mechaber mipnei roa malalechem. Because of your actions, it's going to be a fire that's uncontrollable. Hagidu biyudav Yerushalayim ashmiu. Tell over in Yerushalayim. Scream it out. Ve'imru tiku shofar ba'aretz. Blow the shofar. Kiru malu ve'imru he'asu v'navo al ari amivsar. Run to the cities of refuge, the protected cities. What is this pasuk referring to? Various different opinions. Rashi says the shofar is to tell people to run away. The enemy is going to come. You better sound the shofar. The Rinas Yisluk says maybe it's the shofar of tshuva. Maybe it's the shofar of Eist Sara, as the Rambam writes in Ilchas Tainis, mitzvahs asay to be meiria during an Eist Sara. The Malbim on these psukim say maybe there is a three-step process. Three-step process that has to do with the fact that the enemy is coming. It's very quickly. It's coming, and you're not going to really believe it. You're not going to understand what's going on. But says the Malbim, what happens? First they come and they blow shofar. The shofar is a sound of war, getting ready for war, and if, so to speak. After that, they realize in a second that they're not going to be able to do. So what do? The second step is, V'imru lomar al teitzu l'kvarei mifsar. Right, run to the fortified cities. But then they realize that's not going to work either, because they're going to just break down the walls into the fortified cities. So finally they say, Su'nes, just run away and do whatever you can, because we're not going to be able to fight, we're not going to be able to hide. That's what how you read these two psukim, says the Malbim. Number one, Tiku Shofar, Kiru Malu V'imru, didn't work. Hey, also V'Nevo'el Ari Mifsar, doesn't work. Su'nes Tziona, run to Tzion, meaning run to the ultimate center, the most fortified Yerushalayim, even though that's also going to fall eventually, but at least this is the process. Ha'izu al ta'amodu. Don't stand. Ki ranochi may be mitzafon v'shever gadol. Interesting. Su nes. The Minchas Asher writes in one of his svarim, I think two of his svarim, nes we know means a miracle, but nes also means a flag. Right, v'son nes l'kabetz galuyosenu. Right, put up a flag, because when they see a flag, they're all going to come back. Right, so there's a parallel between those two, because a miracle is a God flag. Right, when we see a miracle, that's Hashem waving a flag. Hi, I'm here. Remember that I'm in charge of everything that happens in the world. Like the Ramban says at the end of Parshas Bo, that there's no such thing really as Teva. Teva is just Nisim that we're used to. But every once in a while, HaKadosh Baruch Hu performed miracles so that we will always remember that He is there. That's where the Ramban describes why there are so many mitzvahs that are Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim more than any other event in history. It's not even close. There are 10 to 15 mitzvahs that are Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. Why? Because that was the most miraculous time period in history. So if we remember that and focus on that, that'll be a nes. We'll remember the flag of Hashem. And in that way, we will always recognize that there He is in charge. Shebechol shasha the mode behen leilokav v'kavanas kol mitzvah shenami belokenu v'nodei love shehu barenu v'kavanas hayitzira. The ultimate purpose of creation is that we recognize that He is our Creator. Umenanisim agdolim ha'mefursamim. And if you focus on those major miracles, adam mode benisim astarim. So then you will be mode in the hidden miracles. Sheim yisoda torah kula. And then he says his very strong lashon she'ein la'adam chelek b'taras Moshe Rabbeinu. We do not have a chelek in Taras Moshe ad shenam, and until we believe b'chol dvareinu u'mikreinu shakulam nisim ein bohem teva u'minhago shalolam bein barabim bein biyachid. And that's what a nes is. Whenever we have a nes, so here su nes siyona, it's the flag. Wave the flag, but maybe they're also on the lower down, you know, wishing for a miracle, but this is Hashem talking and Yirmiyahu talking, you know, run away. This is not the nace you're looking for. Sune Siona Ha'izu, gather together, Al Tamodu. Ki Ra, there's going to be Ra that is brought. Allah, what's going on? Allah Aryeh Misubcho, Pasik Zion, the lion, Nebuchadnezzar is on his way from his lair. Umashchis Goyim Nasaya Samim Kamo, he's coming to destroy. Lasum Artsech Lishama, to leave your land desolate. Arayach Titsena Me'en Yoshev, it's going to be wiped out. Al Zos Chigru Sakim Siftu, start wearing sackcloth, saying eulogies. Hey Lilu, it's interesting, Yirmiyahu is giving this Sivui, the Churba didn't happen yet. But it's as if it happened. And that's what we find many times throughout the Sefer. Yirmiyahu, it's as if he's crying already as if it happened. Once you know it's vada going to happen, so then you know that there's nothing going back. He's trying to say, maybe make it a little less and do tshuva, but even before it happens, if you know for sure. Where else do we have this? This is the Yerushalmi in Moed Katan, in Eilam HaGalchin, where we know, Rashi quotes it, in Parshas Noach, that Hashem, what were the 7 days before the Mabel? So some say it was Mr. Shelach, or Hashem was being misabel on the world. Ask the Yerushalmi, v'chiyah misabel in alameis kodem sheyamus, but the world wasn't destroyed yet. Isn't avelos after? Yerushalmi answers, basar v'dam she'en yodea ma'asin lios enu misabel ha'sheyamus hameis. A human being only mourns after because you don't know for sure. He can do it even in the future. And we find this also by Nevi'im. If a Navi knows for sure something's going to happen, it could even be Avelis beforehand. We have it here by Yirmiyahu. We also have it by David. By the Gemara in Moed Katan, Daf Chaf Aleph. David HaMelech lays down on the floor after the Navi tells him that he's going to lose his son. And what happens after he sits, after finally his son dies? Then he gets up and washes and goes about his business. Because David said Shiva, so to speak, before, once he has the Besora. And that's exactly what's happening here. Right? Wear the sock, wear the sackcloth, even before, the event occurs. Kilo Shav Charon Af Hashem Imenu. Hashem is not turning back. Remember, we said in the Hakdama, Yirmiyahu Navi is already at the stage where there's gonna be a Churban. The question is, how bad is it going to be? Right? That's the only question. But there's going to be a churban because of all of the ingrained avodah zarah that has happened over centuries. And now Hashem says, Yovar Leva Melech Leva Sarim. All the kings and all the princes aren't going to know what happens. V'nashamu HaKohanim. The Kohanim are going to be shocked. V'nevi'im Yismol. And then the prophets. Which prophets? The Radak says, V'nevi'i Sheker. They're going to say, what? It's not gonna, the korban is gonna happen. Va'omar Hashem Elokim, Achen Hashehi Sheisala Amazeh. Yirmiyahu turns to Hashem, says the Radak, explains Chazal. You know, it's kind of a little bit your fault. Sometimes our greats turn to Hashem. Why? Because you've misled them. You've made them think that Nevi'ei Sheker, nothing's happened to them. And what about, right, some of the Mefarshim add in, the whole Nes of Sancheriv, right? It looks like that you're on their side. Hashay heishata la amazeh. Right, Rashi quotes from the lashon of Hanachash hishiani. Tricked me. So you tricked them a little bit. Well, Yerushalayim leimar shalom yelachem. Yerushalayim thinks it's going to be peace. V'noga cherev anafesh. It got to anafesh like Sancheriv, but it didn't go. So Hashem, Yirmiyahu turns to him and says, maybe it's a little bit your fault, so to speak. Chas v'shalom. But isihi yemar ye amar la amazeh Yerushalayim. There's a wind that's going to come. Even if I did something, they went far beyond. There's no answer given. Ruach tzach shvayim b'midbar. It's going to be a wind. Derech basami. Lo lizros v'olo haver. It's not going to be a good wind. It's not going to be a wind for winnowing or for helping out the tfua. It's going to be a negative. The Malbim says that the wind is going to be is a reference, as a mashal, to the Nevuah Sheker. That was the wind that I was referring to. Okay, but we continue. Let's skip a couple. Go to Pasuk Yudalet. Kapsi me ra'ali beich Yerushalayim l'man tivashei. Do tshuva. Again, now we're back to tshuva, not just destruction. Amasai talam b'kir beich. How long are you going to have the sins? Machshavos oneich. Ki kol magid me don u'mashmiya oven me harifrayim. We have the, all the way from Dan and Ephraim, we hear it. What do we hear? Rashi says, maybe it's referring, in the name of the Targum, it's referring to sins. Dan is where, Yeravam set up the Agalim, we know up north by Tel Dan, they've had archaeological digs there, they found Mizbechos there, and Ephraim is where Pesel Micha was from. So that Avodah Zarah, that sin is not, being gotten rid of. Haskiru Lagoyim, here, remind them, Hine Hashmiu, Al Yerushalayim, Notzrim Ba'am Eretz, the Notzrim are coming. Who are the Notzrim? Rashi says, Notzrim for the word Matzor. war, those who are doing a siege. The Radak, others say, from the word Nevuchadnezzar. The name Nevuchadnezzar, so the end of that name are the Notzrim. The Abarbanel finds that hard to believe. Why would you call them by the end of his name and not by the beginning of his name? Right, number one. And number two, why would they call Bavel Eretz Merchak? It's not so far. So the Abarbanel thinks that this is a reference to the second Churban. Yirmiyahu already is being misnab on the second Churban. It's about Rome. And we know the Notzrim, the Romans, as we know what we call the Notzrim. So Kasher Hera Hashem Yirmiyahu Churban Yerushalayim Adin Nebuchadnezzar, Hereo Gamkein Churbano Ha'asid, Lios Pamacheres Adin Romian, but by Sheni, Vechetimsa Baharbi Menavuos, Shebu Anavuah Churban by Yisrishon, Totia Gamkein Bimad Churban Hasheni. Sometimes Nevuos have both, by Yisrishon and by Sheni, as Paspian, as Vetitus, Lahachar Vedushalayim. And there's a lot of connections. We know, according to Chazal, they knew during Bayis Sheni it wasn't going to be forever. And that's why Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky discusses it on Parshas Bo. That's why they kept the names of the Persian months and their five Nisim that didn't come back. Again, it was just a stopgap measure that we needed. But really, all the Korbanos are connected. The psukim continue. A few psukim later, Yudchez, Yirmiyahu says, I'm physically ill by seeing the Korban, b'nevua. May I, ochila, kiros libi. My heart, my insides. My soul hears the shofar. How could you have a soul and hear the shofar? It says Ratak, it's benavua, so you can't say your ears. So it's the soul that hears the shofar. Shever al shevanikro, kishudadakala aretz. The whole land has been plundered, and I can't deal with it. Pasachabez. Evil ami osilo yado banim schalim. These are foolish children. They're foolish, but the Gemara in Kiddushin darshes on this pasuk. They're still children. They still will always be banim lamakom, however low we go. But the Radak says, why are we so foolish? Because we don't study Torah. Torah is what makes somebody, gives somebody a direction in life. Says the Malbim. That says the Radak. HaTorah melamedes es ha'adam lasos hatov v'yasher. What's good, what's right, as the Torah says in Vaschanan. Vasisar ha'yasher v'atov. And as the Rabban says, the 613 rules teach us about life. And even if it's not in the Torah, we can have a playbook to go by in all other situations. That's V'yasisa Yashav HaTov. And that's what the Radak says right here. Ra'is Yes HaAretz continues Yirmiyahu now. Back and forth. Hashem Yirmiyahu. I've seen it V'hine Tov Avohu. It's desolate. It's destroyed. Velashamayim vein oram. There's no light in the heavens. Ra'isi aharim vein roshim. The mountains are shaking. V'chalakvos. Ra'isi vein adam. There's no people. V'chalof hashamayim. There's no birds. V'nei ha'karmel v'amidbar. All the growths have become desert. Says the Malbim. The four stages of being. Domim, someh, chayim, adaber. All are destroyed. In descending order. First, there's no people. Then it says there's no birds. Then it says the Carmel, the forests, right? The trees, the Tzomeach, are gone, desert. And then it says the cities itself, the walls, they're destroyed. Everything. K'komar Hashem, Shmama tiyeh b'chala aretz. There will be Shmama in the whole land. Yerushalayim is like the whole land. Yerushalayim is the definition. V'kala lo eseh, but I won't destroy it totally. They'll be destroyed, but they will always come back. Eventually, Bizman Mashiach. Skipping, Pasuk Chavtes, Mikol Parash, Verome Kashes, Barachas Kolir. Everybody runs away from the archers. The Balaturim on the Pasuk, when Hagar is running away from Sarah, it says she's Barachas. Right, the only two times in Tanakh where you have that, the Balaturim connects this one to that one. There, she chased out Yishmael. Here, descendants of our enemies are chasing us out of the city. And the parak ends off with Yirmiyahu asking, Va'at, Shadud, Ma'atasi, what are you wearing all this makeup for and fancy clothing? Tilbashi Shani, Gisadi Adizov, what are you wearing? Right, you should be wearing Sakva Efer. Right, you shouldn't be wearing this stuff. The Churban is going to happen. It's going to be terrible. Right, the Mesudas David says it's all a mashal for all the presents that we give to the other nations. You're trusting in Mitzrayim, you're trusting in all the other places. Trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Stop wearing all of those. The Radak here says also, where we put on nice clothes to be able to fit in to the nations around us. And we know there are many sources. The more we try to fit in, the less we can fit in. The Rav Chaim Yivalazhin, the more a Jew doesn't make, if a Jew doesn't make Kiddush, the non-Jews are going to make Havdalah. That's how Hashem runs the world. There's a separation between the two. And Yirmiyahu is trying to tell us, tell all of Klal Yisrael in Yerushalayim, at that time, if you don't want to totally be decimated and destroyed, you have to separate and be an Am Kadosh, like it said at the beginning of the parak, that all other nations will be blessed. V'his Baruch Hu Bo Goyim, U'Bo Yisalalu, that is really the bracha that we hope for. Okay, we'll stop here.